American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We have our annual stakeholder summit right at the beginning of May here in Arlington, Virginia.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agricultural Alliance in Arlington, Virginia. She's speaking about the annual Animal Alliance Stakeholder Summit recently.
We're very excited that we had our largest crowd of summit attendees ever. We had over 300 people gathered here to talk about how to protect your roots. That was the theme of this year's summit. It was all about building off of the pride that pretty much everyone you encounter in animal agriculture has, whether they have generations deep roots in the industry or their roots are newly planted. We're a very passionate bunch in animal ag, and our summit was all about how we can build off of that pride in our past, pride in where we are, to talk about how we can move successfully into the future.
And one of the big pressures out there is not using antibiotics on beef cows. Would it be an animal welfare problem?
There are a variety of huge issues facing animal agriculture that we addressed at the summit, and antibiotic use was one of them. As you know, if you're following these issues, there's continuous pressure on restaurant and retail brands to adopt policies restricting antibiotic use in their supply chain. And the poultry industry has made some changes that are easier for the poultry industry to do, comparing the length of the lifespan of the animal and how the industry is structured. So that's part of the efforts of the research that Dr. Singer's team completed, was looking at that pressure to go no antibiotics ever. Is it really a good thing for animal welfare? What are some of the trade-offs? So it definitely looked at perceptions of veterinarians and producers and what their experiences have been and what some of the disease pressures are in a no antibiotics ever system that you don't deal with if you're able to use antibiotics as a tool to keep animals healthy. So Dr. Singer's research was very interesting.
And there's also a big section at the summit on how animal agriculture affects the environment.
Had two California folks join us to talk about that topic. One was Dr. Allison Van Enenem from UC Davis, and then Dr. Frank Mitlerner from UC Davis. They both spoke about efficiencies in animal agriculture, how we use technology to produce more with less in order to reduce our overall environmental impact. And they were two of the most popular speakers of the event.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Ag Alliance. Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.